Hello, hello, hello. Welcome back. This is CC of CC Speaks, baby. What's going on? What is up? Oh my goodness. You know what? I am overwhelmed by the support. I really, really, really am. I mean, like, I appreciate it so, so much. And I apologize for taking so long to do another show. But I have been extremely, extremely, extremely busy. But busy is good. Busy is great, especially when you are doing something positive. You're working towards your goals. And you're not even, like, you're using certain things as a stepping stone. I'll just say that, you know. But you're going in the right direction. Let's just say that. But I want to start this off with a little prayer. Father God in heaven, I come asking you to forgive me for my sins. Forgive me for everything I have said, done, even thought about that's displeasing to your holy name and word. Father God, I just ask you to bless me with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. Give me a word on today, Father God, that I can help and encourage someone else along this journey, Father God. Let them know that they are not alone, Father God. Let them know that their situation is not different, Father God. Let them know that they can get through any and everything, because all of their help and all of their strength come from you, Father God. And we'll be so mindful to give your name the praise, the glory, and the honor. In Jesus' mighty name we pray, amen, amen, and amen. Oh my goodness, what's going on? Okay, the topic of today's show is how to make time for yourself as a single mom. And you know what? I'm just doing this show like right off the dome, you know, because I had a lot of things wrote out. I'm not going to do that because, you know, I got a lot of other things I'm working on right now. But I'm going to just, you know, talk to y'all because this is my area of expertise. Okay, but anyway, how to make time for yourself as a single mom. You have to first know and understand that your child depend on you. You are literally holding your child's life in the palm of your hand. Everything that you do revolves around this child. Everything that you do. And that includes self-care, self-love, taking care of yourself mentally. Most important, mentally, because I'm going to go back to generational curses, because we don't want our children to pay for our sins, you know. So we have to go in every situation with a clear head, focus, and you get that by, you know, taking care of yourself. And I know it's hard. Let me tell you, I know it's hard because by the time I was 25 years old, I already had 4 children. So trust me when I say, I know it get rough. I know, you know, if anybody tell you, oh, baby, I know how you feel. Baby, I know how you feel. I really, really understand how you feel. You know, it was like, you know, you're happy to be a mom. Your children give you joy and everything. But at the same time, everything is a blur. Everything is a blur because you don't know who you are at 25. And I don't know how your life was before you had those children. But, baby, it was like chaotic experience after turmoil, then chaotic, then turmoil, then, you know what I'm saying? So it's like a lot of things happen. Then you become a mom. And then it's like, okay, I cannot deal with what happened in my past right now because I'm focused on these children. I'm focused on my child. And there's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with that. But I'm going to tell you how you can do both. Okay? I'm going to tell you, okay? And you know what? Fighting demons, dealing with things like that, that's a lifelong battle, a lifelong journey. You're not going to do it in one sitting. You're not going to do it in one counseling session. You know, it's just, you know, getting to know yourself, getting to love yourself, and forgiving yourself, forgiving your parents, forgiving the people that hurt you, all that stuff you have to do. And I know y'all like, what does that have to do with being a mom? But baby, trust me, all of that stuff, it ties into being a mom. You know, you have to forgive. And especially if you're a single mom, you know, especially if you didn't go in this situation, come into the situation expecting to be a single mom. If you came into the situation and thought that, you know, you were going to have a baby and you guys were going to live happily ever after, and it did not work. Life goes on, baby. You know what I tell people a lot of times? Even though this man impregnated you, that does not mean that's the person that's supposed to raise your child. You know, a lot of times it's not. Thank God that he planted a seed there and it came out healthy, beautiful, you know, smart. You know, thank God. But sometimes that is not. You have to ask yourself, do you want your child to be just like their father? And if the answer is no, let the situation go. Honestly, we cannot, as moms, as parents, we can't be stuck on situations too long, because we got other things to do, baby. We got to take care of business, okay? We have to make sure our kids have a roof over their head. We have to make sure they have clothes. We have to make sure they eat. We have to make sure they, you know, go to school. We have to go to work, all that stuff. So we cannot stay on a toxic situation for too long. But anyway, seriously, but anyway, in order to have some type of peace and some kind of solid foundation in the midst of the storm, because having children out of wedlock and at a young age and you're trying to figure everything out, baby, that's a storm. I'm not going to tell you nothing different. Baby, that is a storm. You know, so... Oh my goodness, my UPS package got delivered. Okay, yeah, baby, that is a storm. So, oh, and they just set it right here. That is just so crazy. Hold on, guys. Hold on. Oh, it's heavy. Oh. Ah. Told you I was heavy, but, yeah, if you having children young, out of wedlock, you by yourself, you don't have any family support, baby, that is a storm. But I'm going to tell y'all how y'all can walk up out of that storm dry, okay? You may be in a storm, but everybody ain't got to know you ain't been through a storm, baby. Everybody don't have to know, okay? So... first, you have to start, as soon as you push that baby out, as soon as that baby come out, you have to set boundaries. You have to have a schedule. And I know it's crazy. I know it's crazy. When you're going through a lot mentally, it's hard to have a schedule. But you have to. Pregnant mommies, I'm talking to y'all. Y'all have to, you know, because... when your baby becomes a toddler and preschool age, they're going to still have those same values instilled in them. Well, we're parents, but we're planting seeds in them. And whatever we plant in them is going to come up one way or another. It's going to come up. So the seeds you plant, they're going to come up. So don't say, oh, well, I don't know why he act like this. That seed got planted there some kind of way. I don't know why she talked to me like this. That seed got planted there some kind of way. So, it depends. Whatever you want to come up out of your child, whatever you want to grow, you have to plant it at an early age. A lot of times people say they talk to their baby while they're in the womb. And I understand why they do. You have to. But anyway, moms, when your child come home from the hospital, try to have a schedule. You know, try to, you know... put your child to bed at a certain time, even though newborns, they sleep a lot. But still, wake them up, feed them, let their butt go back to sleep. You know what I'm saying? At the end, not only are you're training them, but you're training yourself too. You know, because when they begin to be toddlers and stuff like that, you know, you can use that nap time for so many different things. Clean up the house, work out, you know. Even if you're outside, let me tell you, even if you're outside, your baby in a car, so you can run errands and, you know, things of that nature. Put your baby, you know, you have to train your children so it will not be stressful on you. You have to. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. You have to start at a young age. You cannot go 4 or 5 years without training your child. Then by the time they're in kindergarten, it's like, I don't know why they act like that. What? They don't know why they act like that either. It's like they have no guidance. None, you know? So we have to train them at a young age. Most definitely. Everything starts at home. Everything starts at home. If you want peaceful children, you have to keep that atmosphere in the house. Don't be having car parties, turning up, twerk parties, listening to music all loud all the time. No. You know why? Because when your child become a teenager or whatever, you're at work, you don't want to come home from work and your house loud. That's that seed I'm talking about. You planting a seed. You don't want your house loud when you get off work. At least I know I don't. I know I do not. I cannot stand it. I cannot stand it. I promise you, never did. Yeah. I like silence. I like a dim light. You know, just peace. So I can meditate and think. I can reflect on my day. I can think about what I'm about to cook them. You know, things of that nature. You know, so we have to learn how to set boundaries and train our children, you know. And I know a lot of people, they're like, oh, well, I don't want you to use the Bible, but I have to. The Bible says train up a child in the way that he should go, so when he get older, he will not depart from it. And that is the absolute truth. That is the absolute truth. Because I know me, baby, sometimes I like fight myself on the inside about religion and stuff like that, but since my mom planted that seed in me, I have no other choice but to run back to it. No other choice, because that's what my peace is. That's what my safety net is. Like, that's what everything started in the church. So why shouldn't I run back to it? I'm not running back to a man. I'm not running back to drugs. I'm not running back to alcohol. I'm running back to church. So parents, whatever it is that you desire of your children, whoever you want your children to be, you have to plan it now. You have to watch the things that you say around your children. You have to. You know, you cannot, oh, he's so bad. I cannot stand when people say that. Girl, she, La Diva, don't say that. Don't say that, because let me tell you something. He's so bad will turn into whooping your butt and taking your car. La Diva will turn into fighting you over your man. You know, so you have to be careful of the things that you say. You know, and parents and single moms, and I know y'all not going to want to hear this next. You know what I got to say next? If you're a single mom and you have like, but if you're a single mom, you have like ample help and everything, you can do it. But if you're a single mom and you really don't have anybody, you know, helping you, your dating life is going to be like zero to none, you know, unless you get a man that really understands you and really loves you and really ready for this journey with you. And that's rare. I'm not saying that it can never happen, but it's rare, you know. So, you know, just don't feel like your children are you missing out because you're raising children, because, baby, it's no greater joy than raising intelligent children. It's no greater joy than raising well-behaved children. Every time I go to my children's school, they are always telling me, good job, mom. Good job. You know, your children are so well-behaved. You know, even when they was little babies, you know, we used to go out to the restaurant and they're all back to back to back in ages. You know, and we used to go out to the restaurant, and that's when I first moved here, and it's a predominantly white state, I would say. You know, and just me and my four little black babies, you know, we sitting at the table, and they quiet, well-behaved, you know, and I will see people stare. They'll just stare, look at me, and I'm like, what are they staring at? You know, what's going on? And at the end of the, you know, dinner or whatever, their dinner, they'll walk up and they're like, you know, I didn't mean to stare, but your children are so well behaved. And I'm like, oh, you know, because parents, sometimes we need that. We need that. Just let us know that we are doing the right thing. We're going in the right direction. Because sometimes, baby, I'm not going to lie to you. And my children are teenagers. Sometimes I still feel like I'm lost. Sometimes I still feel like I'm not doing enough. You know, and it's no book to it. It's no book to it. We don't take an annual quiz. We don't get graded on this. You know what I'm saying? We don't. So, you know, you just have to know your child. Know yourself as much as you can. And you have to forgive yourself. You have to forgive your past. Just so you can have a fresh start with giving these children a fresh start. They deserve it. You know, don't continue to let the, you know, things of your past come up. And then now you have to deal with it and your children end up dealing with it. You know, just set those boundaries, train them so it can be order and peace in your house. And let me tell you something. If you have that order and peace in your house, it's going to travel outdoors with them. People are going to be telling you how well behaved your children are, because it starts in the home. If your child does not respect you, if your child is loud, if your child is crying because they're not getting their way inside the house, they're going to do the same thing outside. They're going to do it. And, you know, it's guaranteed. And, you know, you may say, oh, well, my child don't do that outside. Not now. But how long do you think it's going to last? Honestly, how long do you think it's going to last? You know, so parents, moms, I promise y'all, I have a special place in my heart for young mothers, because I know how difficult it can be. I know, and just know that God will not put more on you than you can bear. And I know that sounds so cliche, but that is the absolute truth. I always say, if you could be a single mom, you could run a business. You know, because this, being a single mom, it's no days off. It's 24 hours, 7 days a week, you know, all day long, you know. So if you can do this on a day-to-day basis with no help, God is getting ready to give you something. But you have to pay attention. You have to be a great mother, and you have to love, you know, it's been many a times where I just felt like, man, like, what is going on? like what was I thinking? But those moments don't last long. I promise y'all will be like, man, if you don't take advantage of the time that, you know, if you don't take advantage of training your child at a young age, you will not enjoy them when they're older. You will not. You will not. Because there'll be something. One day you'll wake up and they're older and you don't even recognize them, because you spent so much of your time complaining. You spent so much of your time wishing you were somewhere else. You spent so much of your time wishing that you had done it differently. So you have to just take it day by day, forgive and love and be mindful and do it with an open eyes, open heart, you know. And the same toxic people who try to ruin you, and it could be parents, siblings, exes, the same toxic people that try to ruin you, please don't have your children around them. Please don't, because you're giving them a VIP seat to dysfunction. Please don't. The Bible say, be ye separate. And I live by that. You have to separate yourself. You have to separate your children. You have to give them something new and fresh. You know, the same demons that you find, you're going to introduce your kids to? You can't do that. And I know this show was supposed to be on, you know, quality time with yourself and, you know, and things of that nature. But it's deeper than that. Because let me tell you something, baby. If you have well-behaved children, you ain't going to need all that free time by yourself. Because you go in, let me tell you, you go find hiding places in the house. You can hide in plain sight. You could if you train your children correctly, you could tell your children, hey, I'm about to sit on this couch and watch a movie.